Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ground broken on one of Philadelphia's largest capital projects for 2026 leading into the semi-quincentennial. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more on the Mann Center's new name and new look.
The Mann Center, one of the country's largest outdoor music venues, will now be known as the Highmark Mann Center for the Performing Arts. Along with the new 12-year partnership with Highmark Blue Shield, is a $70 million investment in renovations. President and CEO Catherine Cahill says the relationship began when they established their Highmark Skyland stage.
As we got to know them and they got to know us, it became apparent that this was more than just a relationship.
And it's all happening in time for its 50th anniversary next year, which coincides with the nation's 250th birthday. Cahill says when it's all completed next spring, concertgoers will have a transformative experience.
Think Times Square. We will be now transforming that wall into a live video LED screen for the entire trapezoid shape of what that east wall is, and it's enormous.
The investment also includes education and community initiatives. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.